Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Maybe just in case. Today we're going to be learning Ksubas Daf Beis as we begin a new Masechta in this Dav Yomi cycle, Masechas Ksubas. Ksubas, of course, is known, it is famous for being Shas Katan. It is a miniature Shas. You have a little bit of everything in Masechas Ksubas, a little bit of Shabbos, a little bit of Avelus, a little bit, obviously, a lot of Nashim, a little bit of Nedarim. You have all sorts of different topics from all over Shas in Masechas Ksubas. The makar of the idea that it's called the Shas Katan is from a Chidah in the Birkei Yosef. He mentions that it's called the Shas Katan, and he gets it from the Tzava'a of Rabbi Sheftel ben Hashla, the son of the Shla Kadosh, is the first source that we have that referred to Ksubas as the Shas Katan, but L'chora, it is obvious, meaning that you learn Masechta Ksubas, you see that that you're bouncing around from topic to topic, enjoying the benefits and the pleasures of each of the various topics of Torah. The Masechta largely deals with, though, dinim relating to Chuppah and Nisuin, meaning there is a Maseches Kiddushin that talks about Kiddushin. There is no Maseches Nisuin. There's no Mishnah anywhere that tells us how to do Nisuin. So Maseches Ksubas talks a lot about Chuppah and Nisuin. It talks about the Chiyuvim that a husband has toward his wife and her Zuchuyos in the marriage as well. It talks about the Ne'amanus of a husband to have a Tainas Besulim in case his wife that he was expecting to be a Besula is not a Besula, and a lot of the things that emerge from there. A lot of Nizik and a lot of Dinim of Sex Feika and the like. A lot of lumdus in the second parak. There's a tremendous, tremendous amount in Maseches Ksubas. Today's shiur is sponsored by, I forgot to say, Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky, Lizeh Nishmas, Henry's mother, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher Cohen, who survived Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, lost her family, but rebuilt generations of Shomrei Torah and Mitzvos from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, from Modi'in to Passaic, Bergen County, and Lakewood. It is also sponsored by Misha Feldman in memory of the fourth yard site of his wife, Donna Feldman, which was Sunday, the 4th of Tammuz, for Dana Pesia Bas Shmuel Yaakov Zev and Hashem Shtav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored anonymously, Luzchusuf Roshlema for Esther Basara. It is also sponsored in memory of Harav David Ben Rav Yaakov Aryeh Lipschitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha on his 29th yard site, which is tomorrow, Tes Tammuz, by his grandchildren, Dani and Feggy Waxman. Of course, Rav David was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, whose yard site is tomorrow. So always kedai to think about the messages and the life of Rav David Lipschitz Atzal, one of the great Rosh Yeshiva of our yeshiva, and one of the great manhigim of Klal Yisrael. It is also sponsored by Rabbi Tzvi Baruch Hollander and family in honor of the second yard site of Kayla Hollander, Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and it is also sponsored by Rabbi Yisrael Moshe and Shoshana Siv in honor of their parents and children. Thank you to our parents for giving us such special Torah life, and thank you to our children and grandchildren for B'li Ayar bringing so much nachas. And it is also sponsored by Becky and Jeff Mischer, the Zeichon Nishmas, Becky's grandmother, Elka Rezel, Basra of Mordechai Dov, whose yard site is tomorrow, the 9th of Tammuz, and Shema should have an aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors so very much for the sponsorship. So the topic of today's daf is going to be, the Mishnah is going to talk about what day a Basula should get married, and the Gemara is going to discuss why the Mishnah is going to briefly mention why it is that a Basula gets married on that day, and then the Gemara is going to discuss L'may Nafkamina about a Basula getting married on that day, and we're going to discuss whether something happens and they're unable to get married when they were supposed to get married. So what happens? Does the husband immediately have all of the chiyuvim that he would have at the Shas Nisuin? Or do we assume that he does not have those chiyuvim until they actually get married? Does it make a difference if he's the reason that they pushed off the wedding? She's the reason that they pushed off the wedding? Some other onus is the reason that they pushed off the wedding? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have the discussion of Ein Onus Begitten or Yesh Onus Begitten, meaning if a person makes a Tanai in the get, then Tanai was fulfilled or was not fulfilled because of an onus that occurred. Do we assume that the onus is a tainus onus is enough to prevent a get from being chal, or do we assume that, or to cause a get to be chal, or do we assume that onus doesn't matter whether it was onus or not? If whatever was supposed to happen happened, so then the tanai was fulfilled. If it didn't happen, the tanai was not fulfilled. That is the sugya of ein onus or yesh onus begitten. So let us begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. A little bit of background. in order to understand this Mishnah. There are three things. First of all, a woman who is married, whether it's Erisin or whether it's Nisuin, and she is Mizana with another man, becomes Asura to her husband. The husband has to divorce her. There are no two ways about that. If she is Mizana willfully with another man after she is already an Ashes Ish, she has to get divorced. They're not allowed to stay together. Second, a person who marries a woman with the assumption that she is a Basula, she's a fine Beis Yaakov girl, everything was supposed to be perfectly fine, she was behaved her whole life, and then they had to be a Rishona, and it became clear to him that she is not a Basula, she does not necessarily become a Sura Labaila, because that itself is a Svek Sveika, meaning if she was Mizana Tachta of the Neinu Chinami, she'd be a Sura Labaila. But we don't know that she was Mizana Tachta. Maybe she was Mizana before they ever had Erisin, in which case she would not be Asura Labaila, or maybe she wasn't Mizana at all. Maybe someone Nebuch was Ma'aneser after Erisin, in which case only if her husband is a Kohen would she be Asura, but if her husband is not a Kohen, she'd be a Muteris to the Kohen. So that would be a Svek Sveka. If the husband finds that she's not a basula, you might ask, husband finds that she's not a basula, how would the husband know the difference if she's a basula or not? Has he been behaving his entire life in terms of what he should know? So the Gemara is going to deal with that later on. The Gemara will say we might believe him and then give him malchus for not behaving himself, because how can he tell the difference whether she's a basula or not? But be that as it may, apparently he has the awareness that she's not a basula. And the third thing is that there are certain women that only have a safek echa, that there is no Svek Sveka. Namely, like we just said, an Ashes Kohen. A Kohen gets married and he finds that the wife is not a Basula. There's only one Suffolk. Maybe she was Mizana Tachtav, or maybe she was Mizana before the Erisin. So if she was Mizana before the Erisin, they could stay together. If it was after the Erisin, they cannot stay together. There is no further Suffolk, though, that maybe it was Ones or Ratzon, because it doesn't matter whether it was Ones or Ratzon. If he's a Kohen, she's Asuratim, whether it was Ones or Ratzon. Another case where there would only be one sefek is if the girl is p'chusa mibashalosh shanim v'yomechad at the time of the erisin. She was less than 3 years old at the time of the erisin. If he finds that she's not a basula by the time they have nisuin, he knows that she was mizana tachtav, because there's no way that this nus could have happened before the erisin. If it would have happened before the erisin, the basulim would have grown back. Chazal assume that that any bia that happens before the age of three, it's kenosin etzba ba'ayin dami. It's like putting a finger in the eye where the tear just replaces itself. The moisture of the eye just replaces itself. So too, we assume that the basulim returns if she was under 3 years old. So if they had the erisim before she was 3 years old, so we would assume that the basulim would have returned, and therefore if he finds that she's not a basula, there's only one safek. Safek ones, safek ratzon. So we'll see the ramifications of all of that, not only here in Daf Beis, but later on in Daf Tes as well. It's going to come up a little bit later in the Masechta as well. So let's begin the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Basula nisus yom arvi, v'almana liyom achmishi. That the halacha is that a basula gets married on Wednesday, and an almana gets married on Thursday. Right away, Tosos on the top, Tosos says, wait a second, why not say habisula? Like it says, ha isha niknes, ha yavama niknes. We have all these prakim and shas, perek ha isha, perek ha yavama. So shouldn't this be perek habisula instead of perek bisula? So he says, Mishum dahasa makra ka'i. Ki yikach ish isha ha isha ksuva v'chein ha yavama avalach lo kai akra. So Tosas tells us the yisod that you have to realize that Torah Shbalpeh, the Mishnayos of Torah Shbalpeh, are a hemshech of Torah Shebichsav, and therefore when there is a particular pasuk that talks about this exact topic, so we refer back to ha isha, we refer back to that woman that the Torah was talking about from that pasuk ha yavama that the Torah was talking about. But when there is no direct pasuk that we refer back to, so it's basula. We're not referring back to anything in particular. Niseis also says, why not just say no sinas basula? Meaning, who's the one that's getting married? Who's the one that's doing the maisa of nisuin? Why are we telling the story from the girl's perspective that basula can be married? Why not say no sinas basula? A person can marry a basula. So Tosa says it doesn't say no sinas basula. After all, It does say that in the second parak of Kiddushin, Tosos points out, Ha'ish Mekadesh. It doesn't say Ha'isha Miskadeshes. It's Ha'ish Mekadesh. So Tosos says, because it's the more abbreviated way to do it, is to say Besula Nises. And furthermore, he says, if it would have said Nosinessa Besula, one might have thought that Isuin could even work Balkarcha, could even work against her will. It sounds like you can do it. You could be Nosinessa Besula, whether she likes it or not. So that's why tells us Besula Nises that it doesn't work Balkarcha. Unlike Yibum, it doesn't work Balkarcha, it doesn't work against her will, which is a very important yesod, because we have to shift our mindset a little bit. We're coming from Yavamas. Yavama, Yibum, works even Balkarcha of an Isha. Nisuin does not work Balkarcha of an Isha, which is an interesting thing that Rishonim discuss. Why is it that Mesachas Ksubas comes after Mesachas Yavamas? Yibum would only happen after they've already been married, after she's already been married. So Ksubas should come, right? Ksubas is all about Nisuin, so Ksubas should come before Yavamas. So the Rambam and the Akdama to the Parish of Mishnah says it's this exact reason, because the Chiyuve Ksuba are Chal right away at the time of the Nisuin, but it still comes after Yavamas, because the Nisuin is Talui on the Ratzon of the person. You cannot force a woman to have Nisuin with you, as opposed to Yibum, where it's not Talui on the Ratzon. And again, when I say that you can force Yibum, it doesn't mean that you are permitted to force Yibum. It means that it works if you do force it, that there is a chalos of Yibum if you do the terrible avera of forcing a woman to have Yibum with you. But because it even works Bal Karcha, so that's why Yibum comes first, because it could happen in all circumstances. And not only that, we could force the man to be Miyabim or to be Choletz Eishas Achiv. If he's not interested, we say, well, we don't care that you're not interested. You need to take care of this. You need to do Yibum or Chalitza, says the Rambam. And that's why, because we can force him, that's why Yibum comes first, because it's more absolute. Whereas Nisuin has to be a Shidduch, but they're both happy with the Shidduch, right? That's the way Nisuin works. And that's why Ksubas is after. It tells Yom Tov in the beginning of Maseches Yavamas has something to say about that. Rambam, he's not 100% sure that that's the reason that Ksubas comes after Yavamas, but let's leave it at that. So now, right away, we just had one phrase, Besula Nises Yomarvi. So we already said, why does it say Besula? Why not say Nosin Besula? Why does it say Besula and not Habesula? Why does it say Nises and not Nosines Habesula? What about Liyom HaRavi'i? Do we have anything to say on Liyom HaRavi'i? So says Tosfos, V'lo B'lel Chamishi, G'dan Barak Basra D'nida, D'la K'suba D'la Ramba Tigra, Koshke Nimiyas Nisun B'lel Hei, D'ikal Amecha, Shiyitra B'nisun K'suba V'lo Yival. That we don't want it to be too late in the week, because if it's too late in the week, there's a cloud that Lecha K'suba D'la S'ba Tigra, that there are always fights when there are K'subas, because we're used to, at least Ashkenazi Jews, are used to a standard version of a ksuba with the same amount of money in every single ksuba. Every single ksuba that we have is Masayim Zuz, and then you have Meizukuk and Kesef Tzaruf of the Nechasim that she brought into the marriage, and the Tosefes ksuba Meizukuk and Kesef Tzaruf. So every ksuba is 200 Zukuk and Kesef Tzaruf plus Masayim Zuz. So whatever that's worth, whatever the value of silver is, depending on the generation, so whatever that's worth. So that's it. So there's not much to fight about. However, that is not really the din of ksuba, as we're going to see in this mesechta. There could be lots of fights about the ksuba. How much money is it worth? That's all you're giving my daughter? That's all you're promising for my daughter in the ksuba? And therefore, there is a great concern that it's going to cause a big fight, and they're not going to be able to finish the marriage, to consummate the marriage before Shabbos, because they're so busy fighting about the ksuba. By Sfardim, Ada Yom Hazeh, they actually just put real dollar amounts in the ksuba. I was just at a Sfardic wedding this week, and you heard $18,000 in the ksuba, which I thought was very, very low. It's a very small number. I asked Rav Sachs, who read the ksuba, he was just here today in camp. I said, why was it $18,000? He said, I didn't write the ksuba, I just read the ksuba. He said, I don't know, I thought it was very low also. Rav Avadi Yosef used to insist on $52,000 in the ksuba. I just saw in Rabbi Jachter's new sefer that he has a sefer about bridging traditions, it's called, about the differences between Ashkenazim and Sephardim in various areas of Pesach. So he said that when Rabbi Ike Sultan got married, he asked Rav Shechter, he's a Sephardi guy, so he asked Rav Shechter, Talmud Rav Shechter, he asked Rav Shechter how much money they should put in the ksuba. He said $100,000. It should be $100,000 in the ksuba. So $18,000 is very little. I got to tell my Talmud who got married this week, he got away with very, very cheap. So anyway, so there could be any sort of tikkur, there could be any sort of argument. argument in the Ksuba. We don't want that to happen. So anyway, so Basil Nisa Yom Ravi and Almana gets married in the Yom HaChamishi. The Gemara is going to deal with why. Shepamayim b'Shabbos, but first the Mishnah tells us, because twice a week, Batei Din Yoshim Bayaros, the Batei Din convene in the large cities, B'Yom HaSheni u'B'Yom HaChamishi, on Mondays and on Thursdays. Shem Ha'ilo Tainas Basulim, Ha'imashkim the Beis Din. So we want that if there is a Tainas Basulim, the guy will be able to show up to Beis Din to make his Tainas. So we want them to get married right before there's a Yeshiva's Beis Din. So you get married on Wednesday, and then the next day, the next morning, he can... he can come to Beis Din. Now, there could be any number of reasons why a woman is not a Basula. So first of all, nowadays we always tell the Chassanim, if you don't find Basula, you don't know what you're expecting anyway. So you have no taina anyway. Plus, a girl went horseback riding or anything else. There could be a million reasons why she's not a Basula. So we always tell the Chassanim, don't go running to Beis Din the next morning. Probably you don't know what you're doing. Probably, so there's no running to Beis Din. But back in those days, it would be running to Beis Din. So Frek tells us, wait a second, and what's going to happen if you go to Beis Din? You go and you say that she was not a basula. Beis Din will say, okay, shkayach, she was not a basula, but it's still svek sveka that she's muteris to you and that she gets her ksuba, because maybe she was a mezana before the erisin, and even if it was after the erisin, maybe it was an ones, and therefore she's entitled to her ksuba anyway, and go home and zachei b'mekchacha. There's nothing wrong. You're allowed to stay married anyhow. So what kind of taina? What's he going to accomplish with running to Beis Din? So Tosa says, enochin. But if he's a Kohen, or if she's Pchusim Bashalosh, then you'll accomplish something, because then there's only one Suffolk. And then we would have to go to Chumra on the one Suffolk. You wouldn't have a Svek Sveka. Tosis points out that Rashi says that no, the reason he goes to Beis is not because as soon as he says his Taina and we believe him, that it's automatically going to destroy the marriage, and it's automatically we're going to say, okay, she's Asura to you, and you have to pay the Ksuba, v'chule. No, the reason we do that is because it's going to cause a tumult, and once people start talking about it, someone who knows more information will come. Meaning it won't be a Svek Sveko, it won't be any Sveko. Someone who actually knows something will come and will be made and based and will be able to clarify what actually happened. And once we're able to clarify what actually happened, then we'll be able to know if this marriage is for keeps or not, if they're able to stay married to each other or not. So that's how Tos points out that that Rashi says. So says the Gemara, Amr Yosef, Amr Yidom Shmuel, Mipnei Ma, Amr B'sul, and he says the Omer V'i, why do we say, now Mipnei Ma normally means why. Why do we say B'sul, and he says the Omer V'i? So Tosus points out over here in the first Ibra Maslum Lepnei Ma, Ain't Shawal Hatam Lama Nises Peravi. The Gemara is not asking why she gets married on Wednesday. Dim Kane Lava Mishani Midi. Because if that were the Gemara's question, then we're going to be sorely disappointed by the answer, because the answer is not going to answer the question. So the question can't be why she gets married on Wednesday. Allahachi Perushal says to Amru Kolomar May Nafgamina Shetikum Nises Peravi. What's the Nafgamina in the fact that she gets married on Wednesday? So that's how Tosus understands. Pashup Shad is that we're actually asking why Wednesday, meaning why Wednesday and not Sunday. The Mishnah had said that Beis Din convenes twice a week, and the only reason she gets married on Wednesday is so that the guy can go to Beis Din the next morning. Well, if that's the case, they can get married on Sunday and the guy can go to Beis Din the next morning, because one of the days that Beis Din convenes is Monday. And it's true, we're not going to answer that question immediately, but in the ensuing discussion, that question will be answered as far as why Wednesday and not Sunday. So anyway, the Gemara answers, Shmuel explains, L'fisha Shaninu, because we're going to have a Mishnah later on, Adaf and Zion, that from the time a husband proposes to a wife, from the time a guy proposes to a girl, that they should get married, there's a 12-month waiting period if she's a Basula, a 30-day waiting period if she's an Almana, and then he has to commit that they get married by that time. Not so yeshivish, 12 months. Mistamech, he goes away to learn in yeshiva somewhere in the interim. They can't be hanging out together for 12 months. So they for 12 months they wait, and then by 12 months by that time he has to marry her. He gives manvelo nisu, but if that time arrives and they don't get married because the husband is delaying the marriage, olchos mishlo, he already has to start providing for her with mezonos as if they've already been married. Va'ochos betruma, and if he's a kohen, she already gets to start eating truma, because midah. Rice and Narusa is allowed to eat truma also. It's only a Dinmi Rabbanan that a Narusa is not allowed to eat truma, that we're afraid she's going to share it with her family who's not entitled to eat truma. But Midar Raisa and Narusa is allowed to eat truma, so if the time comes and he didn't do the Nisuin, he already has to support her. So based on that, says the Gemara, Yachli Yizman Vechab Shabbos Yemal Dam Zonos. You might think that if the 12 months is up on a Sunday and he refuses to get married on that Sunday, he should already be chayiv to support her. That's why our Mishnah says, no. If the time is up on a Sunday, there's no pressure for him to get married on a Sunday because you're not supposed to get married on a Sunday. You get married on Wednesday. So it's not his fault. He's not pushing off the marriage, meaning the year is up, whatever day of the week, the following Wednesday, he has to get married. And if he doesn't get married to her on the following Wednesday, then he's going to have to start supporting her. Amar Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, Rav Yosef says, I don't understand, Ribono Shalolam, it's a Mari Davram, is like some sort of expression of Ribono Shalom, it's a lashon of Tamiya, Tali Tanya B'delo Tanya, that Shmuel is making our Mishnah, explaining our Mishnah on the basis of a Mishnah that's not taught. So it says, wait, Hey Tanya Vehe Lo Tanya, which teaching of Tanayim, both of these are Mishnayis, which one are you saying is not really a Mishnah? Hatanya Vahatanya, both of these Mishnayis are Mishnayis in our Masechta, the Mishnah Basul Nisus Yom Arvi, and the Mishnah Vigiyaz Mandalo Nisu, these are both proper Mishnayis in this Masechta. So what are you wondering about that? We're explaining one Mishnah based on another Mishnah? Yeah, that's how Mishnayos work. That's how every body of literature works. That a little bit of you know, aniyim b'makom echad, ashirim b'makom acher, that it becomes more muvan when you see the whole body of the whole book. When you read the whole book, you understand everything, right? That's what they tell you, that a person only learns the first couple of dapim of a mesechta, so he misses most of the yisodos in the mesechta because they develop throughout the entire mesechta. Ella tali tani de mefarish taima v'tani de lo mefarish. No, we're asking, how could Shmuel answer his kasha on our Mishnah of why women don't get married on Sunday based on the Mishnah of Igiz Matlo Nisu when that Mishnah doesn't say a reason that you don't get married? It doesn't give a reason. It just gives a ramification of the fact that you don't get married on Sunday, right? What did that Mishnah say? That because we don't get married on Sunday, you don't have to start supporting her on Sunday. You can wait till Wednesday to start supporting her. That's working with the assumption that you don't get married on Sunday. But it never answered why you don't get married on Sunday. So Ella, so says Rav Yosef, Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. You want to tell me an answer that Shmuel said? Here's the answer that Shmuel said. Amar Rav Yidomar Shmuel, again, the answer to the question of why is it that a Pesulah doesn't just get married on Sunday? After all, the Beis Din will convene on Monday. We know our Mishnah said that the whole point of getting married on Wednesday so you can run to Beis Din, so why not get married on Sunday, because you could still go to Beis Din the next morning. So answers the Gemara, based on a brisa that we're going to have in tomorrow's daf, the Chacham were concerned for the welfare of the Bnos Yisrael, that you should be Tarech Besuda, that the husband should have to work on preparing the meal for 3 days, and before the days of modern refrigeration, so it wasn't Shaykh to prepare a meal over the course of Shaykh, and just put it in the fridge over Shabbos, Echa B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Rivi Konsa, in order to give a Jewish girl a proper Jewish wedding, so that with all the fanfare and with all the covet of the Suda, so he's got to prepare for 3 days, and therefore we don't allow for Sunday weddings. And once we have this din that you're not allowed to get married on Sunday anyway because the Chacham made a takana, so now we understand the Mishnah that if the time for the Nisuin were to arrive on Sunday, they're not ready to get married yet, and therefore he does not yet have to start supporting her on that Sunday. Lefichach, therefore, Chalahu Osha Chalsehis, Rav Yosef now adds to what Shmuel said. We've already answered the question. The question was, why get married on Wednesday and not Sunday? Meaning, why Wednesday or Sunday as opposed to any other day? Is that it's said in the Mishnah, because you have to be able to go to Beis Din the next day. Why Wednesday and not Sunday? So we've already answered. Because Shaktu Chacham El Tekanis Bnos Yisrael, we want to make sure they have 3 days to prepare the Su'uda properly. But now we're adding on to what Shmuel said. Lefichach, therefore, from Shmuel, who's Mechadesh, that if the time for the 12 months are up on Sunday, the husband does not yet have to support her, because it is not his fault. He's not able to marry her. So what if there are other reasons that he's not able to marry her when the time comes? Let's say it's already Wednesday, but Chalahu, he's sick, Osha Chalsehi, or she's sick, Osha Pirsa Nida, or she became a Nida, and so because of one of those reasons, they're not able to get married. Eino Malala Mizonos. Then he's also not going to have to support her, meaning if we're going to say the fact that there's an onus of the Chachamim not allowing you to get married on that day because it's Sunday and it's not Wednesday, so you're not obligated to support her yet. Any other reason that you're not able able to get married on that day also should be a good enough reason to not have to start supporting her yet. So she's sick, he's sick, or she becomes a nida. Fascinating that we give that she becomes a nida as one of the reasons not to get married. That seems to be assuming that a chuppas nida is an invalid chuppah, that they're unable to get married when she's a nida. That is a big diyun in the Rishonim. Chuppas nida may not be the way we plan it, it may not be the way we prefer it, but it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, whether it works or not. From this Gemara, posh reading is that it does not work. And some raise it as a suffix in halacha. Chalahu mahu, that Rav Yosef was not adding on Shmuel, he was asking. That Shmuel, you're telling me that if the time is up and it's ready, they're ready to get married, but it's only Sunday, he does not have to support her. Yeah, what if the time is ready and it's ready Wednesday, but he's sick? Does he have to support her? After all, when the time is up on a Sunday, he doesn't have to support her because it's not his fault. So over here also, when he's sick, it's not his fault. So maybe he doesn't have to support her. Or Dilmer, maybe no. No, when the anus is a result of shaktu chachamim, that the rabbanim made a takana, then he doesn't have to support her. But when he gets sick, that's not an anus as a result of a takanas chachamim. So maybe that's still included in igiyas man velo nisu, and he does have to support her. V'im timtzilo merchalohu malalam zonos. And even if you want to say that if he gets sick, he does have to support her, that is not a valid reason to refrain from supporting her, because it's not a takanas chachamim. Chal sahi mahu, what if she gets sick? Matzi amar la anoha ka'imna, can you say to her, look, I don't want to support you right now because I'm ready to get married, and you're the one that's backing out and telling me that you have the flu and that you can't get married. Oh, Dilma, matzi amar la, or maybe she could say to him, nistach vasadehu, look, you're marrying a human being, you're not marrying a machine, and human beings get sick, so it's your own, this is life, we don't say this at a Jewish wedding, but for richer or poorer, for in health and whatever, that's what a wedding is, that's what a marriage is. So it's your mazel that's causing it. It's not because of me. Vim timtzalom aramrale nistach v'sadeyun, if you're going to say that she could tell him nistach v'sadeyun, therefore you do need to support me. Pierce nida mal. What if she becomes a nida? Can she say you still have to support me, or can he say, look, I don't know, I'm ready to get married. You're not, so I don't have to support you until we're both ready to get married, and for whatever reason I don't do it. So b'shas vesa lo tibayla says, well, if she became a nida when she was expecting to become a nida, you have to realize in the times of Chazal most women had a veset kavua. They had very predictable cycles. They knew exactly when they were going to have a veset, when they were going to become a nida. So if she became a nida exactly when she was expecting to become a nida, then the sugi's a nida. The impression that you get is that they were able to predict within the hour of when they would become a nida, not only on the day. They were able to predict like with extreme precision. That's the basis. The shach understands that's the basis of the chumra of the arzarua when it comes to vestos. That normally when we observe an onas havest and a couple of refrains from having tashmish during the time where she's expecting her period, we refrain according to dina de gemara the onas havest, the entire 12-hour period. She was supposed to get her period on Thursday day, so from sunrise to sunset Thursday, they're poresh. But the shach adds you should also be poresh the previous ona, the night before as well, from the arzarua. The arzarua says you should be poresh the previous ona as well. So everyone asks, where did he get that from? That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says only on the Onas Havest, not the previous Ona as well. That's why a lot of people reject that Chumra of the Arzrua. But the Shach says, no, you have to understand. Medina the Gemara, they said, the Onas Havest, because she was able to predict exactly the hour that she'd get her period. So the Ona Hasamuch Havest was the whole day around that. Nowadays, at best, she could predict the Ona that she's going to get her period. A 12-hour time frame she'll give you for when she'll get her period. So the Onas Havest is the 12 hours before that. The Ona Hasamuch Levest is the 12 hours before that. Anyway, they used to have a Veset Kavua. That used to be much more common. Nowadays, it's very common also if a woman is on the pill. She has a Veset Kavua, because magically, every time she takes the placebo, she gets her period. So that's also a Veset Kavua. But usually, left to their own hormones and their own bodies, they would not have so much a Veset Kavua nowadays. But anyway, so if she had a Veset Kavua, and you know that she's getting her period exactly then, she cannot say it's your bad mazel, because it's the Zman of her Re'iyah. Shiya. It's not his mazel. Kite Bailach Lo Shail is Shalobish Asvesta, that it was out of the blue. It was Shalobish Asvesta when she wasn't expecting to get see Dam. Mai, is he chayiv in the mazonos or not? Kiva de Lobish Asvesta Avi Matza Amrlei Nistachla Sadeu. Since it was not the time she was expecting to become a Nida, maybe she could say it's your bad mazel. Oh Dilma Kivin Dikanal Shid Kamashani Vestayu Kishas Vestadami. Or maybe we would say that since there are some women that don't have a vested kavua and that changes from time to time, especially when she's nervous before a wedding and other things like that, and there's stress and things like that. So it's kishas vesta. It has the status of kishas vesta. She cannot say that it's the mazel of the husband that caused it, and he would not be chayiv in the mizonos. So what's the answer? Says Gemara, Pashat Rava Chai. Rava Chai had the answer to this because the Mishnah says higiyazman velo nisu ochos mishlo vochos betruma. So Rava Chai says lo nasu lo katani. It doesn't say lo nasu, which would imply that the husband didn't marry the wife. Elolonisu. It says lonisu, which sounds like the women were not interested in getting married to the husband. Say chidami. What is the Mishnah talking about? That the woman is not ready to get married? Id kamakvin inhi. If she's just saying I'm not ready, I don't want to get married. Then of course she's not entitled to be supported yet. She's pushing off the wedding. She's the one that's getting cold feet. Elolav di itnis ki agavna. Now what's the case where the woman is not ready? It must be one of these situations where she gets sick, or she became a nida, or something like that, where she wasn't trying to push off the wedding, and even though it was coming mitzida that she became a nida, or that she got sick, the Mishnah must be talking about that case, and it still says ochlos mishalo va ochlos betruma, that the husband has to support her. So there you have it. That's the answer, that the husband has to support her if the time has arrived for the Nisuin and someone got sick or she became a Nida. So Rav Ashi disagrees with Rav Chai. Am Rav Ashi liol meimelach kol unsa lo achla. No, maybe I could tell you that any onus, whether it's on his side or her side, she does not get supported yet at the time when they were supposed to get married. Udkama akvi in who? And that which it says in the Mishnah, lo nisu, it's talking about where he's the one that's pushing off the wedding and that's why he has to support her. But why then does it say lo nisu? You're right, it should have said it from the guy's perspective, that lo nasu, that he's the one pushing it off. But since the Reisha of the Mishnah says nosin lebesula shemasur chodesh, we speak in the Reisha of the Mishnah from her perspective. In the Seif of the Mishnah, we keep the conversation, we keep the tense and the lashon from her perspective, even though enochinami, the halacha is that it's only true when it's from his perspective. So this is the machlokas between Rav Chai and Rav Ashi, that if there's one of these other types of onsim, does the husband have to support her when it's higiyazman, when the originally agreed upon time of the nisuin had arrived? Who is this Rav Chai? So Tosa says, I know what you want to say. You want to tell me the only Rav Chai you know of is Rav Chai Gon, and that wouldn't be so surprising because Rav Chai Gon was from the early Gaonim in the later period of the Amoraim, and there's a lot of stuff from the Gaonim that made it into the Gemara. There are Rishonim that point out in various sugyos of Shas that there are entire sections of Shas that come from the Gaonim. So Tosa says, I know you want to say that, but Rav Ashi answers on Rav Chai, and Rav Ashi could not respond to Rav Chai if it was Rav Chai Gon. This must have been because Rav Ashi was from the days of the Amoraim, so this must have been an earlier Rav Chai and not the famous Rav Chai Gon, the author of the She'iltos. Rav Shatter often points out that the whole thing that we call Gaonim, he often points out, is that not every Gon was such a, what we would call nowadays, a Gon, meaning there was a yeshiva called Yeshiva's Gon Yaakov, and the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva's Gon Yaakov was called the Gaon. Now, why do people become Rashi Yeshiva? Sometimes because they're Taka Big Talmid Chachamim, so they become Rashi Yeshiva. Other times because they're extraordinary fundraisers. They know how to keep it, they know how to run an institution, how to raise money for an institution. Sometimes they're both. Sometimes they're neither, and it doesn't work out so well. So the Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov was like any other yeshiva. Some of the Gaonim were Gevaldika Talmid Chachamim, some of them were Gevaldika fundraisers, some of them were both, some of them were neither. So I don't know if Rav Chai Gaon was a Gevaldika fundraiser, but he's one of the big Gaonim in terms of, being a well-recognized Talmud Chacham. So Rav Chai Gon was one of the the great, great Gaonim. That's why he's one of the famous Gaonim. Okay, so that is the first sugya of the Masechta. Now the Masechta shifts gears a little bit. In general, we have a klal in halacha called Onus Rachmana Patre, that if a person has to violate an avera, not for any fault of their own, because of an ones, they're pater from any onesh for that avera. It's derived from the fact that if a man is nebuch ma'anes a woman, that the woman is not chayiv for having a bia asura, right? She's pater, was a total ones. So in our sugi, we're going to talk about the din of ones as far as the chiyuv of a husband to support his wife. Rav Yosef learns from Shmuel that any prevention of any delay of the marriage because of an ones, he got sick, she got sick, she became a nida, he's not going to have to support his wife. So from Rav Yosef, Rav discusses, okay, what about ones begitten? What if a man gives a get to his wife and he says that the get should be chal when a certain tanai is fulfilled, and at the end of the day, the tanai was fulfilled, but only by ones. The tanai only got fulfilled because of some accident, some unforeseeable accident. Do we say that that's a fulfillment of the tanai? Meaning most often the tanai is related to zman. This should be your get, if I don't come home in X amount of time. Let's say he wanted to come home and he was ready to come home, but then an onus happened that prevented him from coming home. So do we say the tanai was fulfilled, that he didn't come home in that amount of time? Or do we say, no, that's not a fulfillment of the tanai. He wanted to come home. It was an onus that he didn't come home. So Amar Rava, so says Rava, Linin gitin eino kein. When it comes to gitin, onus is not a valid taina. If a guy gives a get to his wife and he makes a tanai that if I don't come up until a certain amount of time, this get should be valid, and then an onus prevents him from coming home, the get is valid anyway. The tanai kicks in, and the get is valid anyway. Almuk Sama Rava, ein onus begin. So it seems that Rava holds that a tainus onus does not prevent a get from being chal. Minale the Rava, where does Rava get the idea that a tainus onus does not prevent a get from being chal? So a few suggestions. Maybe it's from the Mishnah in Gittin Dafayin Vav, that a person gives a get to his wife when he goes out to travel somewhere, and when he gives it to her, he says, let this get be valid if I don't come home within 12 months, because he knows it's a dangerous journey. He may die, he may be MIA, and they're not gonna, he doesn't want to leave her in Aguna, he doesn't want to leave her to have to do Yibum Rechalitza with his good for nothing brother. So he gives her a get that if he doesn't come back within 12 months, and then Meis Betok Shem Asar Chodesh, he dies within the 12 months. So it turns out that Tanai is fulfilled that he didn't come back within 12 months. Eino get, it's not a valid get. Sounds like Meis Hude Eino get. It's only because he died that it's an invalid get. Hachala Hareza get, but had he gotten sick and that's what prevented him from coming home, then the get would be valid, even though it was an onus. He got sick, it wasn't his fault. Yeah, but he didn't come home, so the Tanai kicked in, and therefore the get is a valid get. So that must be the source of Rava. So says Gemara, no, that's a diuk. You're making a diuk that because he gave an example of mace, you're saying it must be that being chala is different. Maybe when it says that if he dies, it's not a get, it's huadin. If he was a chala, it would not be a good get. Maybe just the reason it gives an example of mace is to tell me that you cannot have a get that's chal after the guy's already dead. So that's why it tells me that dead people can't get divorced. There are two ways to end marriage. There's divorce and there's death. So once you've ended it with death, you cannot end it with divorce anymore. So that's the whole chiddush of ein get le'achar misa. Says Gemara, that's the whole chiddush. Ein get le'achar misa, tana le'resha. We already learned earlier in the Masechta, in Masechas Gittin on Dafayin Beis, that ein get le'achar misa, because the Mishnah over there says that if a shchiv mira gives a get to his wife and tells her, ha'reza giteichim mati, this should be your get if I die. Ha'reza giteichim cholizet, this should be your get if I die from this illness. Ha'reza giteich le'achar misa, this should be your get after I die. Any of those lashonos, lo amar klum, because all of those lashonos imply that the get should only be chal after he dies. But you can't have a get be chal after he dies. He's already dead. They're already not married anymore. So we already know that din of ein get la'achar misa. So says the Gemara, no, dilma la'afuka midrabaseinu. Maybe the Tana, when he says mace, as opposed to chala, maybe he doesn't mean to exclude the case of chala. Who adin, if the guy got sick, the get would also not be valid. Why does he give an example of mace? to tell me that ein get la achar misa. Why do you have to tell me ein get la achar misa? Didn't we already learn in the Reisha that ein get la achar misa? So that's to tell me, not like Shitas Rabbi Seinu, because there's a Brisa that disagrees with that Mishnah that holds that if he says im lo basi mikanat shemas rechodesh, then he dies within the shemas rechodesh, then it's a valid, that it is a get la achar misa, that it's called the get la achar misa and it's not a get, and the halacha is that she's like an almana that needs yibum chalitza if there were no children, and they hold that no, it's not a get, that it's not called a get lachar misa, that it's a valid get. Tanya, Rabbi Seinu literally nase. The Rabbi Seinu say that it's actually a valid get, that even though it's happening lachar misa, it's actually a valid get, and therefore she doesn't need yibum or chalitza if they didn't have any children. Ramrina, so we just happen to point out, man Rabbi Seinu, who are these Rabbi Seinu? So Rabbi Dor Shmuel, Beidina Deshar Mishcha, the famous Beis Din that was matir the oil, meaning there was a series of takanos made in Mesech Sabal Dezara that recorded Mesech Sabal Dezara about different ma'achalei akum, bishul akum, and stam yenam, and pas akum, and chalav akum. So initially there was a gzeira against shemen akum. So the Beidina, the Sharon Mishcha, were the Beis Din that was matir the oil, that they took away that restriction. So Sabri lach Rabbi Yossi, and they hold like Rabbi Yossi, dam is manu shel shtar, mochiach alav, that say you can look at the date on the shtar. If the date on the shtar is prior to the Misa, then that means the get precedes the Misa. Don't look at when he says the get is going to be chal, look at the date on the shtar. So it says the Gemara, another makar for Rava. So where does Rava get his idea that Rava wanted to say ain ones begitten? So elami seifa, he gets it from the seifa, because it says me'achshav l'vasi mikam l'shem asur chodesh u'meis b'toch shem asur chodesh areiz a get. And if a guy gives a get to his wife and says this get should be chal me'achshav, from right now, if I don't come back in 12 months from now, and then he dies within the 12 months, then it is a valid get, because he made the get bichal limafreya. So we're assuming that the same might be true if he gets sick. So that the fact that the reason he didn't come back is that he was sick is irrelevant. He didn't come back, and therefore the get the tanai kicks in, and the get is going to be chal. So says Gemara, why are you assuming vuadin lachala? Maybe the get should only be chal if he dies, but if he gets sick, meaning because if he dies, I understand that he wants the get to be chal. He doesn't want his wife to have to face a yibum situation. But maybe if he gets sick, he doesn't want the get to be chal. He wants her to be able to. He wants to stay married to her, and therefore maybe the get should not be chal. So we're still struggling to find where on earth does Rava come up with this idea of ein ones begitten, that a tainus ones is not going to be enough to prevent the get from being chal. So Bezashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ella. We'll have a couple of other suggestions. We will have a shiur tomorrow if anyone can make it. I know it's Erev Shabbos, but I'm going to try to give a shiur tomorrow. I think we'll do at 12:30. I think it was out on the WhatsApp chat. I think that's what we put out on the WhatsApp chat. Yeah, that's what we said. Okay. Oh, my volume is off. People were talking. I didn't hear. I apologize. Okay. Yeah, so 12:30 tomorrow. Okay. Be'ez Hashem. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.